This morning, of singing this song through it all. Can you look back in your life and see where the Lord has brought you from, how He's touched you and He's helped you? And hitherto, the scripture says, the Lord has brought us up to this point. And ain't you glad that He don't forget you and He knows exactly where you are? I've come this far by faith and I've served God just a few more days. I'll be serving God 46 years, and I can look back and I can see the hard times that He's brought me through. Times of affliction, times of trial, times of sickness, and when I was up against it at my very hardest, God never failed one time. All the words of His good promise are true, and yea and amen. Not one word can fall to the ground. Hallelujah. He'll hasten His word to perform it. He'll watch over His word. I'll tell you what, Jesus is a coming soon, and you know what He's coming back for? Never thought of it exactly like this. He's coming to bring His word and take His word out of the world. What are you saying, Brother Tommy? I have hid God's word down in my heart. I've been begotten by the holy, incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God. I've got the Holy Ghost. I've got the Spirit, and He dwells within my heart. I've got the Word. I've been quickened and made alive by His living Word. And when Jesus comes and the trumpet sounds, the Holy Ghost within my heart will hear that sound, and He'll quicken me from inside out. I tell you, will not be quickened and brought to life from the outside in, but you've got to be ready. You got to have Jesus. You got to have the indwelling Holy Ghost within your heart. And if you got Him living on the inside, when Jesus descends from the heaven with a shout, hallelujah, glory, we shall hear that sound, and the Lord will call us up. We're living closer to the coming of the Lord than we've ever been. He's even not at the door. The Lord is coming. I tell you what, you can almost, we're so close to heaven right now, I can almost hear the angel choir singing. I can see the redeemed over there on glory shore, a wave of the palm branches in their hand. I tell you what, seeing that we're in compass with such great cloud of witnesses, it's time in this hour that we lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience. Hallelujah. Come on. God started us a long time ago at an altar of prayer when I fell on my knees and I gave my heart to Him. The Holy Ghost changed me and Jesus saved me and He came in my heart. The blood still has power. I said the blood of Jesus can take you through, and we can overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the Word of God. Hallelujah. Which is our testimony. Can I tell us out there today how to keep on running? Don't get discouraged and don't depress because of this hour that is upon us. Jesus said it would come. He said, but in your patience possess ye your souls. Hallelujah. He that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Can you raise your little head and say, I'm enduring and I'm still in the race and I'm a running. Hallelujah, with everything in me, Lord. And you're coming soon, and I want to be ready. Hallelujah to God. The Lord started your faith a long time ago. Listen, He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And there'll come a time that He'll finish it if we'll hold on to Him and embrace the cross. Don't let loose of God. Hallelujah to the Lord. Thank God. Bible says underneath thee are the everlasting arms. Praise God. He's my shield. He's my buckler.
Yes.
He's my high tower.
Amen.
Thank God. He's my refuge. He's a refuge for the weary and the oppressed. He's a hiding place. Glory, glory.
Yes.
He's a covert in the time of tempest. He's a rock, a solid rock on which I stand. He is the Rock of Ages. Nothing shakes God. Hallelujah. He sits high and he looks low. Though the mountains fall, crumble, and fall into the sea, the stars may leave the sky, but there is hope in God. There is a river that still flows, thank God, from the throne of grace. Ain't you glad of that this morning? I've ran to him. How many has ran to him? I've run to the Lord in times like this to be safe and to be secure. Just for a few moments, I'd like to deal with the resurrection of Jesus. We're here on this Easter Sunday morning on April the 12th, 2020. What a time. You know, I heard yesterday somebody said, you know, talking about people being depressed. You know, they can't get out of their homes. They can't go to and fro like they did. They can't enjoy themselves. But I thought of that this morning, and I thought about telling you all, and I have found it true. Listen. You can get your handle right in your house where you're at. Listen, you can close the door. You can sing to the Lord. And you can open up the Word of God, this roadmap right here. It's God-inspired, Holy Ghost feel. And I guarantee you one thing. Listen, if you'll take this Word and you read it and shut everything off and get along with God in prayer and read and let God speak to you, he'll put hope and courage down in your heart and down in your soul. He'll keep you, praise God, forever. Sing unto the Lord. If you've got a family, gather them around. Have a devotion. Listen. Read the Bible to your children. Read it. You and your wife get together and pray over those children and call on God. Have times of devotion in times like this, and God will dwell in your home. The presence of God will bring peace to your home until this is over with. Praise God. I know. So we're here this morning when the pandemic is sweeping the world. Fears are gripping the hearts of millions of people. But we're here to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord from the dead. Can I tell us this morning, Jesus ain't in the grave. Woo, hallelujah. He appeared to John on the island of Patmos saying, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. John 14 and 19, Jesus said, because I live, ye shall live also. Tell the women who came to anoint Jesus' body at the tomb, and they said one to another, who shall roll us away the stone? The angel met them and said to them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here. He is risen. And I tell you, when they brought him off on that cross, they wrapped him in gray clothes and they put him back in a cold, dark tomb, and they rolled a 2,000-pound stone over the door of that sepulcher. The devil rejoiced. Hell had a ball. We got him. We stopped the plan of salvation. There's no hope now for mankind. But can I tell you, as Jonas was in the whale's belly for 3 days and three nights, Jesus said, so shall it be. I will be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. But on that third day, I'm not coming up out of the grave. And ain't you glad the power of God and the glory of God came down and filled that tomb that Jesus was laying in? And he laid aside those gray clothes and he came out. Hallelujah. He said, all power is given unto me both in heaven and in earth. And can I tell us this morning, we don't have to fear death and hell, because in Jesus' hands he holds the keys of death and hell. Hallelujah. The blood still has power. Can you imagine when the blood came a dripping down from the cross to the ground? It vibrated into the corridors of hell. What is that? Every drop of blood from the veins of Emmanuel. It sounded like a drum beat in the ears of Satan and his demonic horde. What have we done? We crucified the Lord of glory. We can't hold him down. Death can't control him. He's a come alive. Ain't you glad of that? He lives. And because he lives, we live also. I'm telling you, he ascended on high.
and he sits on the right hand of the Father, and I make intercession for you and I. He is our advocate. He is our mediator. And the blood of Jesus has been sprinkled upon the mercy seat of heaven, and the devil can't do nothing about it. Can I ask you this morning, have you been to the fountain? Have you been to the blood? Has it cleansed your soul? Has it washed away your sins? Does the Savior live in your heart? I tell you what, if you don't have him, he walked out of that tomb, and he can walk up and walk into your heart this morning. There's life in him. Hallelujah. Woo! There's life in Jesus. Death in the world. And I tell you to get out of the world. Let loose of the world. I tell you, in times like this, you really realize how important God is to you. The world ain't as important as you thought it was, is it? Hey, Lord. But in times like this, it'll press you to your knees. And you'll say, God, you're the only one that can give me an answer. You are my only hope. You are my Savior. And you are my healer. And you are my keeper. And you raise your little hand to the Lord today and say, he is my keeper. I've got him and living in my life. Hallelujah to God.
Oh, he's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Won't you let him walk in your house? Won't you let him walk right into your own life? And walk right into your heart. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him and he with me. How long has it been? How long has it been since you stealed away? Come on and open that heart's door to him. I'm afraid that people are really realizing now because of this pandemic. I played around. Preacher, I didn't take things serious like I should have.
Whoa.
I was nonchalant. I didn't pray like I should have. And I didn't attend the house of God like I should have. Somewhere along the line, I lost that desire within my heart for God's people to be with them and to be in the church and to feel God. Listen, times like this, you do inventory. You say, Lord, where am I? Where do I stand with you? Have I slipped? Have I let things slip in my life? Did I let the cares of life, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, did it crowd in my life? Lord, how long has it been? Listen, since you've opened up the door of your heart, I'm honest, there's many, many souls in this world. The hinges are rusty. The door don't swing open like it did.
No.
Oh God, we need the oil of his Spirit. Mm-hmm. Come on. Your will lies within your heart, deep within the inner man, deep within your spirit being, deep within your heart. Hallelujah, there is a will. And God wants to get in that very will. He wants to come right in the very core of your innermost being. And I'm telling you, the Bible said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. And knock and it shall be open. For everyone that asks and receives it. And to him that seeketh shall find. And to him that knocketh, the Lord will open the door. Can you say, I've taken it for granted, Brother Tommy. I've taken my salvation for granted.
I never realized, how important God was until now. Until thousands are losing their life and they're dying by this pandemic. Lord, I need you. Can you say I'm going to steal away, brother, and I'm going to get a hold of the Lord until he sends the oil of his Spirit upon me again? I can't just say, restore me, Lord. Renew me and revive me. Give me the oil. Give me a fresh anointing. I'll put your glory and your power and your Spirit back in my life. Restore. Raise your little head. I know you're out there. And say, Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. I seek him and call upon him. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
Man.
Come on, Jesus, Jesus.
How long has it been? So the man. Hello. Hello. Since you've been on your knees. Hello. Since you opened the lids of your Bible and walked through the green pastures. How long has it been since you had the Lord to take you by the hand as being one of your sheep and one of his little lambs, and he's taken you and he led you beside the still waters? How long has it been since you've known the peace of God that passes all understanding? There is a river of flowing. There is a water that'll give you peace in the sour.
Oh God,
cry, children, cry. I've got all kind of notes up here in front of me. I wrote for 2 days. But the Lord is a saying, if you'll return to me, I will return unto you. I'll renew the years that the locust hath eaten and the cankerworm and the caterpillar. Hallelujah. I've let things eat on me, preacher. I've let things in this old world and the cares and the problems, I've let it eat the life of God out of me. I feel the Lord reaching. I'm telling you, I can't just say, Lord, renew me. I put the Spirit, restore me, Jesus. Those wasted years, oh, how foolish. Come on, return to God and cry to him. Make up your mind and settle it right now that you're going to give your whole life to God from this day forward. The Bible said in James, draw nigh unto God and he will draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn. Let your joy be turned to heaviness. Hallelujah. And your laughter to mourning. Hallelujah. And call on the Lord. It's time that you humble yourself and say, God, I need you more than anything in this world. Come on. I shake the world off of you. I shake the things of this life off of you. Hallelujah. Woo! Restore me, Jesus. Yeah, I'm on down, Son of God. I'm on down, Holy Ghost, and renew me. Hey, Lord, let that wheel turn in the middle of the wheel. Give me that driver rain. Send me the showers of blessing. I feel like the well again, God. I feel like the pool of water again, Lord. Hallelujah. We're having church here, and I trust that you are in your home. Hey, Lord, there ain't nothing lacking in God. There ain't nothing a slack in God. He ain't lost his power. He still is real today as he was yesterday and the year before. He's still God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Lord God Almighty, forevermore. Feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the sweet anointing of God. It is the anointing that breaks and destroys the yoke. A sweet Holy Ghost, a sweet power of God. Reach there, reach out there, Lord, over the airways and break the shackles and remove the fetters. Hallelujah. And loose your people, loose the backslider. Hallelujah. Draw them with the cords of mercy and pull on them with the bands of blood and draw them back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I tell you what, I feel the Lord. Break them, God. I'm all cry out, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. Wash me and cleanse me. A sweet Holy Ghost came. Come back inside of my heart. I tell you what, child of God, it's time for revival. I said it's time for revival. Praise be to the Lord. I believe God is a saving the best for the last. He's saving the good wine until the last. I don't believe Jesus is a coming back after a weak, kneed, watered down, defeated church. But I believe he's a coming after a glorious church. How many wants to be in that glorious church? I'm telling you, I believe we're on the verge of seeing an outpouring of the Holy Ghost and another awakening. I'm telling you, God's going to move in the church. That's within the church. God is making up his number right now. He's a stirring hearts. And people cried out to God when World War II was going on. The churches, hallelujah, mommies and daddies, they went inside and had prayer meetings praying for their sons across the seas. It brought a healing revival. It brought souls into the kingdom. I believe God can use this to awaken souls. Hallelujah to the Lord. Oh, God.
Come on.
Come on. Oh, Lord. Oh, come on, cry to him. Cry out and lift up your voice unto the Lord. He hears you. His ears are open. His hand ain't too short that it cannot reach you and save you. Woo. God's got a long arm. Come on, let him renew you and let him refresh you. I'm speaking to people out there. You might be fighting discouragement and depression over having to stay at home and going stir crazy behind four walls. But I'm telling you, oh, when the disciples was gathered together in an upper room, Jesus had already died, and they thought that was the end. But he rose up from the dead, and they were gathered because of fear of the Jews in the room and the doors being shut. Woo! Have you ever felt like that? The doors are shut. A preacher in my life. Oh, what do I do now? I'm a running scared. I have no faith. Hallelujah. The fear has robbed me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He knows where you're at. I tell you, he appeared to the disciples with the doors of being shut, and he said, it is I, be not afraid. Raise your little hand out there. I don't have to be afraid. There ain't a wall too thick or a door padlocked that God can't get through it. Yes. Hallelujah, to reach to you.
Jesus.
Thomas wasn't with him. You ever thought of that? I don't know where Thomas was, but he wasn't with him. We've seen the Lord. You know, Jesus showed him his hands. It's I. Be not afraid. You know what? There ain't nothing the devil can do to change that.
No.
God's plan of salvation.
Right. Come on. Hallelujah.
The only thing there that was made by man are the scars in the hands of Jesus. Hey, Thomas, we saw the Lord. He rose up from the dead just like he said he would. We saw him. Doubting Thomas, have you ever got in a place that you doubted, you really wondered, God, are you still with me?
Come on. Yeah.
Do you still care? Do you still love me, dear Lord, like you did in the past? Mm-hmm. Those times that you blessed me before, those times that you touched me, and you had mercy and you brought me through, will you do it again? Will you help me again? Though I'm in a low place, and though the doubts try to crowd my mind, are you still there? You see, the disciples thought it was over with. Our Lord, the great healer, is dead. That great one that delivers and saves and puts lives together, he's gone. It's over with. It's gone. No more. We saw the Lord, Thomas. He said, I don't believe it. He said, unless I can put my finger in the print of the nails and thrust my hand in his side, he said, I ain't going to believe it. And what was it? I think it was 8 days later. He was gathered in an upper room, the doors being shut again. You ever been there? I'm going to tell you something. In times like this, it's when the Lord really proves himself to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to tell everybody out there, don't fear what man can say and what man can do. God is still in control.
Mm-hmm.
So the doors being shut, Jesus just walks right through. A spirit glorified body. Ain't no material thing can hold it back. And Jesus appeared right in there. He already showed himself to the other disciples. So he walks up to Thomas. And Thomas, he said, Thomas, behold the print of nails in my hand. Put your finger in them. And here, thrust your hand in my side to be not faithless, but believing. Thomas cried out, my Lord and my God. He said, Thomas, you believed because you saw. It took your natural eyes to see this. But he said, blessed are they which have not seen but yet believe. Raise your little hand and say, I believe, Jesus. Come on, come on. God's brought me through. He's helped me. He's saved me. He's touched me. Oh, he has supplied my needs. I'm going to say it. Listen, God will take care of his own. Fear not, child of God. Fear not. If you give your whole heart to the Lord and serve him with all of your life, the Lord will add the things in your life that you need. You won't have to go hungry and thirsty. You won't have to go without clothing. I tell you what, you're worth more than many sparrows. Glory to God forevermore. God feeds, so feeds the little sparrows. They don't sow, they don't reap, and they don't gather in the barns, but yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet God. I got 8 pages right here and I ain't even got through one.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. Jesus was actually born to die. So Jesus, I ain't no hurry, and I hope you guys ain't no hurry out there. Woo! Hallelujah to the Lord. Why did Jesus come to this earth? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, die eternally, but have everlasting eternal life. Jesus came to die for you so that you could live with him forever. Like the song says, he came to earth, listen, a promise to fulfill. A rugged cross he bore up Calvary's hill. He was crucified. He cried, Father, forgive. Born to die, woo, that I might live. Born to die,
a cruel cross to bear, born to die that I his love may share, born to die his precious life to give, born to die that I might live. Hallelujah! I'm alive. Can you say out there, I'm alive, Brother Tommy? I feel the witness within my heart. The Spirit is letting me know that I'm alive. Hallelujah. I tell us that we must die to live.
You got to die to live.
Listen close. Before there's ever a resurrection, there has to be a death.
I'm going somewhere.
There's no new life without death and resurrection. God saw you lost. He saw you without hope. You were dead in your trespasses and sins. Oh yeah. Your heart had no spiritual life within. You were dead toward God. You had no joy. You had no peace. You were away from the Lord. You were alienated. You were separated away from a living God. The devil owned you and controlled you. You walked in sin. You lived in darkness. Death reigned inside of your heart. It worked even in your members. You were headed to a devil's hell, lost without God. Death was ripping over your heart. You had no hope because there was no spiritual heavenly life within you. Hallelujah. And this is the whole reason that Jesus came. He came to resurrect you from that spiritual death and give you new life. But he could not do it until sin's debt had been paid. You could never be born again. And you could never have a change of heart. You could never be raised up to walk in the newness of life until your sins were removed. Until the sin nature was within you. I was put to death. You got to die in order to live. You got to die out to sin and let Christ come with him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Have you made that transition?
Have you crossed over into that glorious light? Do you know the peace of God? Oh, how much God loved you, child. The Son of God left his throne on high. I love that. And he came down from glory. He became the Son of Man. Listen, born of a virgin. Took upon himself flesh and bone. He took upon him the form of a servant, just like you and I. He was God's answer to your sin problem. You should have died. You should have been hung on a cross and crucified. Listen, but you could not pay your sin debt. Your blood would have done no good, for it was sinful. It flowed from a corrupt heart. Therefore, God could not raise you up until he'd taken care of the sin. So you know what happened? Jesus stepped in to take your place. He became the Lamb of God, God's supreme sacrifice for your sins. He carried the Father's blood, the royal blood in his veins. You were on his mind. Listen to me, and you were in his heart. You were slipping every day, and you was a sliding toward that awful pit of hell, and you could not save yourself. You were born in sin, and the lust of your father, the devil, you did obey. So Jesus took your place. He walked all the way up Calvary's hill, your sin debt to repay. He laid his life down freely. No man took it from him. It was you and I that he did it for, to give us hope and a brand new life. What was it Jesus said? You don't take my life from me. You don't have to pull me down on the cross. I'm free to give it. I've got power. I lay my life down, and I've got power to raise it back up on the third day. How can you say he lives, brother preacher? How he lives.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Bless his precious name. He only died once. I tell you, that blood, it speaks better and greater things than the blood of Abel. Hallelujah. The blood of Abel cried from the ground to God. Hallelujah. God said to Cain, said, what is this that you've done to your brother? I'm telling you, the blood of Jesus is a crying out for all of the lost and all of the backsliders. The price has already been paid. There ain't no way. Listen to me. You could have been nailed to the cross, your hands and your feet, and crowned with a crown of thorns. But your blood would have not redeemed you. But you've been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. It was the royal blood. It was the precious blood. Not of corruptible things, but the precious blood of Jesus. And you say, thank God. A flow over me, blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Thank you, man.
Listen close. I don't want to hold you all day. But Jesus bore all of your sins in his own body. You don't have to carry them no more.
Yes.
You don't have to carry them in your life anymore. You can loose them and empty them out. He carried every one of your sins to the cross. Oh, what a love.
Yes.
Oh, what pain he bore to save us and keep us out of a burning hell. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. This is a heart issue, listener. It all deals with the heart. He's a reaching for your unregenerated heart if you're lost out there. And if you backslid and God don't live in your heart like he did. It's a heart issue, and the Lord wants to raise it up from dead, from the death. Yep. He came to redeem you and free you from sin's shackles. To you who are watching, listen to his cry. Father, forgive them. Forgive them.
Yes.
Forgive them. I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. Can you honestly say, forgive me after all that you've done, Lord, and what you suffered? Would you forgive me?
Lord.
Forgive me, Lord, for my looseness. Forgive me for my faults. Forgive me for all of my failures. Jesus prayed a prayer all the way through to the Father. Forgive him, Father. Hallelujah. They know not what they do. He prayed for me. He prayed for you. But what good is his suffering and pain? What good is the shedding of his blood, the price of death without a resurrection? When he was on the cross, you were on his mind. When Jesus died, they wrapped him and wound him up in grave clothes, and they placed him back in a tomb, and they sealed it. He's gone. Hell is a rejoicing. Hallelujah. You know what the devils are saying? Mankind belongs to me. Hallelujah. Is that what the devils are saying to somebody out there? They belong to me. Nobody. I tell you, there's still power in God to rescue. You'll never be saved. Is that what the devils are telling you? Tell him he's a liar. Won't you just tell him, speak it and say, you're a liar, Satan. Jesus loved me so much that he bled and died every drop of blood out of his veins. He loves me. He still loves me. He still loves me. Though I have fallen, and though I've come short of the glory of God, though I've messed up, he still loves me. The blood is still there. And you raise your hand and say, the blood is still there. I feel the Lord in this little church. Three of us here, and the Holy Ghost, the blood still speaks. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is still calling. Call and he'll restore you. Hallelujah. I'm going to close this. They want to come. They're eternally lost. Ain't no hope for you, says Satan. Wait just a minute. Wait just a minute. Not so fast, devil. Like the song Dallas Holmes sings. Go ahead. Drive the nails in my hands. Laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead and say it isn't me. But the day will come when you will see glory. Go ahead and bury me.
The devil would like to bury your hope, bury your faith. When you see things that are so bad around you, he wants to bury your faith. Bury your hope and tell you there's no hope. Hallelujah, go ahead and bury me, but very soon you will see, cause I'll rise again. Ain't no power on earth can tie me down. Yes, I'll rise again. Death cannot keep me in the ground. Hallelujah. If Jesus had not arose from the dead, you would still be living in your sins. Hallelujah. There has to be a death before there can be a resurrection. And I'm asking you to pray and die to all that's around you and say, Jesus, give me life. Can you say that this morning as they begin to sing? Lord, I want the life. I want your life. Come on. Come on, open your heart. How long has it been since you opened that door? Come on, come on. Let the tears stream down. I feel love reaching right through that airways. I feel it, I feel it. Jesus, walk right where they are. Right into that room. Come on, let him walk into your heart right now as they sing. Walk in. Come on, come on back, Jesus. Come on!
I'm not alone. On my own, make mistakes, I often slip, just common flesh and bone.
Oh, Jesus.
But I'll prove someday just why I say, love is special kind. Oh, when he was on the cross,
hallelujah.
I was on his mind.
You're on his mind.
For he knew me.
Sweet Lamb of God,
the heavens shine.
me those feet. Can you sing me those feet? Hallelujah, the blood can make you worthy.